welcome to the Main Man Podcast. I'm your host, Rob Sampson, your main man for real estate and digital marketing. On today's episode, we're going to talk about, do you renovate or do you sell your home? So the question has come up a bunch from friends, from clients, from people on the interwebs. Do I renovate my home or do I sell it? And that's a really good question. And ultimately, there are some questions that you as the homeowner need to answer. The first thing you can do above all else is bring in a real estate professional or a residential general contractor. These individuals have the experience and knowledge in their marketplace to understand what about your house brings value. The next thing you want to do after you've consulted with a real estate professional and gotten an assessment of what your home is valued at is ask the question. If it's just you or your significant other, have you created a lot of memories there? Have you been there only for a year? Have you established a change in career and grown in that home as a couple? Have you started your family? Are your kids grown? Do they have an emotional tie to the home? These are questions that are very hard. Homes evoke a lot of emotion because of these milestones and memories that occur. And when you talk about selling, that's a big change. That's a huge step that is sometimes very hard to even imagine. And the situation that you need to think about is, do I want to take that step and move and go through the process all over again of reestablishing, which a lot of people do, and find that stepping up to a bigger home is better. But there are others who decide that we've created a life here and we'd like to stay. So we'll renovate and make it the home that we want to live in for a long time. The next question on your journey to determine if you're going to renovate or sell is, can you budget realistically? When you renovate a home, you bring a contractor in and they give you an estimate based upon the things you'd like to do. Renovate the kitchen, renovate the bathroom, put new floors in, new fixtures, new lights, recessed cans, new doors. There's the list goes on and on of all the things that you can do to modify and renovate your home. But in that, it's always funny to watch when people renovate their homes because they start off with an idea and ultimately a good portion of it changes throughout the process as they see the process of demo and go, oh, wait, maybe we could move this wall as well and open up this space. Well, that starts adding on costs because maybe that wall you take out is a load-bearing wall. Or you've got the majority of your electrical that run through that wall. Now you got to relocate all the electrical wiring to accommodate that. That budget you had at the beginning has now changed. The added bonus is it also makes the house look so much better and gives you that nice open feeling where you can sit in your living room and your dining room and your kitchen and it's all very open and you can entertain. So when you think about renovating, you've got to account for some overages. Now, that's where bringing in a real estate professional and a qualified, certified, bonded general contractor who has references and you've checked out their work becomes so very valuable. Because the vast majority of the time, the general contractor is going to be able to give you a very precise number that includes some overage and allows for a little bit of fudge factor, as we like to call it in the construction world, when it comes to a homeowner's perceived expectations and what the real expectations are going to be. Now, if you decide to sell, is it going to be more cost effective? Are you going to be increasing your mortgage payment? Once again, all in how you realistically budget on what helps to determine whether you renovate or sell. In the process of speaking to your general contractor about the costs involved, a question that is going to come up is, how long will this renovation take? And sometimes it's an answer that most homeowners don't want to hear. For a good quality product, it takes some time. Now, depending on what you're going to get done, it could be a month. It could be 6 months. It all depends on how much you're doing to your home to renovate. If you're just redoing the floors and painting and updating, it's probably no more than a month. But if you're going to renovate the bathroom and renovate the kitchen and add another bedroom and, you know, do some major structural changes to the home, you're looking at a good 6 to 9 month project. And that's sometimes very hard to deal with. You've got to think about, how are we going to live? Are we going to live in the home? Are we going to go live at our in-laws, which we can all agree is not always the best option, but it's great when you can get free housing. Maybe you have to rent an apartment. These are things that need to be put into question as you decide, do I sell or do I renovate? Now, in the process of determining whether you renovate or sell, the question that also needs to be asked is, why do I want to move? Is it because I want more room, or do I want more rooms? Those are two very valuable questions. If you want more room, maybe reconfiguring your current layout of a 3-bedroom home or 4-bedroom home and adding in a 5th bedroom is better and more cost effective than going and trying to find a new 5-bedroom home. But then again, that 5-bedroom home may not be that much more expensive than your 4-bedroom home. You've just got to look at the options. And bringing in a qualified real estate professional is extremely valuable throughout the entire process. And the nice thing is, the vast majority of real estate professionals offer this service to you as a client totally free. The only time that an agent is making any money, unless they've gone into a consulting deal with you, is when they help you to buy a home or sell your home. Other than that, we are always looking to give as much professional insight in the real estate market to anyone that we can talk to. We love real estate. We love helping. And we ultimately just want to see people happy in a situation that they love living in. So, will a move be enough for you and your family? Will you know you're going to be happy in the next place you move into? Are you going to sit down and interview all the neighbors before you move in? unfortunately, as much as we wish we could, we probably aren't. And these are things that you can't account for if you move. Now, you can certainly take the recommendations and insight about the neighborhood from your real estate agent who's going to help you in that, who does know that neighborhood very well. And that's very valuable. But ultimately, if you move, you don't know. There's a bit of uncertainty. Now, I will say, if you are in a situation where you're not happy about the neighbors, you're not happy about your neighborhood, the school district has gone down in the past couple of years, it's just not right for you, yeah, maybe that move is time. It's time to happen. But if you have good neighbors and the school district has maybe gone from an A to a B and you know your neighborhood's safe, maybe a move isn't the best. Maybe you can stay there for a couple more years and renovate it to what you want. And keep living in a very great environment. Now, the last few questions are very important. And those are, am I over-investing if I renovate? Well, that's a very broad question. And I will say, if you go and put $180,000 kitchen update into a $300,000 home, yes, you have priced yourself out of the market, and ultimately your home's value will not be brought up based on that. Now, you may have some emotional fulfillment for that, and if you decide that you're going to be in your home forever, great, I'm not going to tell you not to. But if you do want to sell in 5 to 10 years after doing the renovation, yes. Don't over update your home. Don't put the Viking appliances in. You can go with the stainless steel Kenmores. You can go with the stainless steel Whirlpools. You've got a great group of options to go with that are cost effective and give you a great bang for the buck. Maybe you don't go put the slate countertop in, but maybe you put the slate look-alike epoxy countertop over your existing laminate or Corian. There are a lot of options to keep your investment and your return in balance. Ultimately, you want your return to be greater than your investment. The last and most important question that needs to be asked is, when I do my renovations, how much is too much? Am I going to be over-improving? Over-improving is bad. It puts you in a position that if you do want to ever sell, will be very challenging. Especially since, odds are, your home is very similar to a lot of other homes in your neighborhood. And if they think that they can ask under your home and still sell, odds are your neighbors are going to price their home under yours, and they're going to sell before you do. Now, of course, there's the exception to the rule, and there could always be that unicorn buyer that comes around and says, I want your home. But odds are there will be a few other homes in your neighborhood that are up for sale that are very similar to yours. So keeping that in mind when you do your renovations, don't go and put the $180,000 kitchen upgrade into your $300,000 home. Don't put a $50,000 bathroom into your $300,000 home. Be smart about it. And that's where bringing in a qualified real estate professional is going to be invaluable. Because we're going to give you the no BS assessment and say, listen, as much as you want Viking appliances in your kitchen, that's not the best idea. Now, I will say, yes, it would look nice if you painted the cabinets and put stainless steel in and maybe thought about putting a new countertop in or updating what you have. There are a lot of different options you can do that will help bring value without breaking the bank. All right, folks, I hope these questions and answers have helped you. Ultimately, I think the best thing you can do if you're in this situation is to reach out and contact a real estate professional. Myself at MainManRE on Facebook, or Rob Sampson at LNF.com, or MainManRE at gmail.com. I will gladly help you in any way that I can to make this process easy and with as few headaches as possible. I won't say that this isn't going to be a challenge, but the end result will be you and your family in a happy situation. Well, folks, that's a wrap on episode number one of the Main Man Podcast. And let me just say thank you for taking the time out of your day to listen to the words that are coming out of my mouth, into my phone, and ultimately out of your speakers. I am so appreciative of you and your time, and I could not thank you enough. I hope that the information held within this recording will help to benefit you with all of your real estate needs. And if you do have any more questions, please reach out to me and let me know. I'm happy to help. With all my love, your main man, Rob Sampson.